Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Actually, they're getting themselves a cocktail because they're not diving. And Scuba Radio Happy Hour obviously has begun. Jerry the Diver Guy, who was supposed to do a night dive. Jerry? It got canceled? So now you're doing the same? And have helped yourself to some spring water. Oh, that sounds like a fresh one.
Oh, spring water's right here, too.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, a little beer to chase the spring water, as they sometimes do. Barry from South Florida is with us. He is drinking Reef Donkey, which was the beer sponsor at Bugfest. We're going to check in with Steve Delavera, the man behind the madness there at Bugfest here, in just a bit. But we got to talk a little bit more about sharks and Shark Week. I want to kind of lead off with that. I was actually, looking at a truck. I was I had some car issues, and I was I took a test drive in a new truck the other day, and the sales guy is driving around with me, and he saw that I was a diver. I had my Scuba Radio hat on or something. He goes, "You dive?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course." And he's like, "Oh, man, I've always wanted to do that. I actually live down in West Palm Beach. And, I was always by the water, but, man, I was always scared to death to get in the water." I was like, "That's where we go." As a matter of fact, Casey and myself, that's where we started diving initially. It was right there at Riviera Beach Marina in West Palm Beach. Right, Casey? You remember that? Those were the days, right? Well, he's not there right now. He's smoking his...
I'm here.
Oh, there he is, yeah. You remember diving out of Riviera Beach Marina?
All
in
the
West
time.
Palm,
that
all
was a
the
blast.
Time. Yeah, we used to do a lot of night dives, especially back in the day. And he was saying, "Well, yeah, I lived right down there, and I grew up there, but I never wanted to dive. I was scared to death of sharks." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, they're not going to bother you, dude." Yeah.
No, dude. Last week, there's a nuclear shark out there, and he jumps on boats and sets them on fire and even blew up a parasail. It's scary.
A nuclear shark. Oh, yeah. The Sharknado thing or something.
It was a special Sharknado expose, I'm sure.
Yes, probably so. Yeah, that's supposed to come out next week.
And then there was the five-headed shark, where one of the heads was even the tail. I haven't seen one of those, but they're out there.
Okay.
Sharknado comes on tomorrow, Greg.
Is it tomorrow? Well, there you go. Yeah, Sharknado 5, Make America Bait Again is what I heard this title. So, yeah, I guess you got to mark your calendar to...
I like that title. That's pretty funny.
You got to give them credit for some of that nonsense.
Hey, and, more ocean for us to dive with less tourists.
Well, you could say that. But, I told the guy, I said, "Dude, everybody thinks that." That's the number one question we get as dive instructors is, "Whoa, won't the sharks eat me? Aren't they just waiting for you to eat me?" And as soon as you jump in the water, and he's telling me that, I was like, "Dude, it just doesn't happen. Look at me. I mean, look at me. Look at me."
It's Sharknado 5 Global Swarm.
Global Swarm, Make America Bait Again. I know that I saw the Make America Bait Again is in there someplace. But
the sharks are so harmless if you're not dragging a dead fish with you. I did a night dive down in West Palm when I was leading groups, and we got back on the boat, and everybody said, "That was really cool. That shark swam between your legs." And it was like, there was a shark. I didn't even see it.
Yeah, is that a shark between your legs, or are you just happy to see me? Hi!
Well, actually, it is.
It was a shark between my legs, yeah. That's the thing, and that's what I told him. I said, "Look, unless you're wearing a meat necklace..." Which is not really a great fashion statement to make anyway.
Unless you're Lady Gaga.
True. You're not going to have any issue with sharks unless maybe you're spearfishing and stuff. You got to bait them in forever to even get any of those shots that you see on Shark Week and stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I've done all that stuff. It's cool. You love it. You get in there, and the next thing you know, they are hard to see, but you see that they react just like any other fish in the sea that is usually scared of you and will swim away from you more than likely than have any interest in you whatsoever. So that's
I'm already planning my dive trip to Bimini next spring to go with the greater hammerhead.
Well, there you go. And
sweet.
And that does bring me back to Shark Week. You know, what they did this year with it actually featured quite a bit of stuff in Bimini with our buddy Dr. Sonny Gruber and Neil Watson Jr. You know, Neil's son is running the operation over there at the Big Game Club, and they featured him and Michael Phelps this past Sunday night. It was called Shark School for Michael Phelps, or, you know, Michael Phelps Goes to Shark School, which, you know, it was kind of...
Sounds like a bad Rodney Dangerfield
movie.
Yeah,
it was kind of cheesy title, but actually, out of what I did see from Shark Week, it was probably the only thing that I watched is like, okay, at least they're covering some basic stuff that makes that is somewhat interesting. And they basically took him from swimming with, like, nurse sharks and things all the way up to... you know, snorkeling or free diving with some great whites around them in South Africa. But they did the hammerheads there, Bimini, and you saw Neil Watson Jr. telling them, you know, don't do this, do that, that kind of thing. And it was kind of interesting. It was kind of good to see Neil out there and getting some exposure on TV and stuff. And
it's always great to see something other than great whites.
Well, true. Yeah, I mean, that's usually what always gets the coverage. But they did a lot to cover some of the other stuff there at the Shark Lab, which is you know, Dr. Gruber's thing where he started. Now some other folks are running it, and Buddy Yelps consult
the Bimini Shark Field Station.
The Bimini Shark Lab is what they call
Shark
it.
Lab.
Yeah, and they do some interesting research over there and stuff. But it's an awesome place to dive, and it was cool to see the whole area featured on Shark Week. I thought that was fairly constructive and educational in that regard for the sharks. But I you know, this whole race against the great whites, oh my gosh, that was just, I don't know what they were thinking.
You know, not to go backwards, but if you're scared of sharks and you want an experience, the Big Game Club has that... crystal clear cubicle they've got right there in the marina, and when they come in and they clean fish, the bull sharks come in, you can be right there. It's like they put one of the air bubble helmets on you.
Yeah, the sea
you're
bob
completely protected.
Yeah.
You can see how, you know, they don't do anything, they just swim around.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, those bull sharks are a little intimidating, I will tell you that. I don't like the idea of getting in the water with them. But, you know, they don't put people in the water with them. They do put them in a cage kind of thing and let them swim around. Because those are some big-ass bull sharks. I mean, some of them are like 8-9 feet long. They are some pretty big
bull sharks.
Greg,
do you remember when we were doing the, in the Keys, Manny would free dive down and let them tow him around?
Yeah. Well, the great hammerheads he did, yeah. That was phenomenal. Him and Megan and Mark, they used to do that thing. And, you know, it's kind of funny when you think about that being done like 15 years ago. Everybody was like, oh, my gosh, how could you possibly do that? And now it's kind of like it's not that rare to see people doing that kind of thing. And it's still pretty intriguing. But you don't see them doing that with the bull sharks. I don't see a lot of interaction like that in the bull sharks. I've heard about some stuff in Fiji and Cuba, however, where they are doing some things like that. But I haven't really seen the video or anything. But I don't know. To me, I'm kind of over Shark Week. And I didn't like the whole great white race thing with Michael Phelps. I just thought that was just the only plus to it was what I saw. At least they didn't make him out like, oh, he's going to be eaten. Will the race end with Michael Phelps in the jaws of the great white? You know, at least they didn't do that.
If they would have just given him a meat necklace.
Right. That was the only thing I could find, you know, interesting out of that whole special.
They should have done is had Michael Phelps race a guy that's in the band Great White.
Okay, that would have been worth watching or listening to at least.
Psych.
But, once bitten, twice shy, baby.
Yay, thank you.
It. Yeah, yeah.
So, Casey gets it.
Yeah. And, you know, but the thing is they have such a platform to promote shark protection. And some of the shows do that, but they still throw in some of that garbage stuff, too. So I don't know. I'm very conflicted. The overall, yeah, over the last few years, I think Shark Week has gotten better from the standpoint that at least they're not doing like the Megalodon nonsense and, old Hitler is cruising around the island of Bimini stalking, you know, potential bathers and stuff like that. At least they've gotten away from some of that nonsense. And they're not doing that as much, but I don't know.
You know, it's all about ratings, Greg.
It is.
I bet if CJ bit you right now, we'd get better ratings.
No.
I'm going to need a few more rums.
Yeah.
I'll pay for that.
And actually, Jimmy is much closer, so it'd be easier for you guys just to eat.
I don't want rabies.
Well, hey, I do a pay-per-view on that one.
Okay.
I've got the spring water.
Okay. That'll get you there quicker and biting sooner, it sounds like. So I don't know. That would actually be kind of intriguing. It would be like a car wreck that you'd have to slow down and really talk at for a while. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
Oh.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. Barry, our South Florida super fan, is connected via Skype, and also Casey over at the Tobacco Hut, smoking sticks and just kicking back and, helping us out as we talk about sharks and God knows what else. Now, also,
we should do a roll call.
A roll call? No roll calls. Wait, Drunken Sailor, what did you say, Casey?
I said last time I talked to Drunken Sailor, he was telling me you guys needed all the help you can get.
Well, that's true, but he was drunk. So,
don't listen to him.
Yeah, you never listen to him.
By the way,
yeah,
for any of our listeners out there, if they show me a dive card, they get 10% off.
Of cigars at the Tobacco Hut?
Yes.
All right. You can go to Tobacco.
Show me you're a diver and you get a discount in this shop.
Well, okay. And you could just go to tobaccohut.com too, I guess, right? And
well, that too. Okay. But you can't show me a dive card there.
That's right. You could call Casey and find out where he is.
If you come in on Saturday at 3 o'clock, you can listen to me make silly comments on here.
Okay. Yeah, they are kind of silly. Very often. All right, well, let's move on to other stuff that's less silly and more informative and interesting. And, well, we have to. Because
is the stream working online? Because I'm getting complaints.
You're getting complaints of the live stream?
Yeah.
Well, then, I don't know what to tell you. As far as I know, we got several. So one of them surely has to be working. We'll go with that, right?
Sad.
Don't call me Shirley.
Oh,
actually, the last time I checked the live stream, it did not work.
It did not work.
See?
You're a liar. Well,
wrong again.
I don't believe you guys. All right. Well, anyway, let's. We got Steve De Oliveira from Bugfest by the Sea on the phone. Steve, are you with us?
I am with you. I'm with you. Yes, for sure.
Okay. So you know, I had to bring you on today because I got a. Well, hopefully, you've had enough time to recover after a week long of events.
I'm still decompressing.
I'm sure you are. It was a. You know, we were just there during the week during mini season. We hung out in South Florida through the weekend and did some other stuff. But the festivities at Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest by the Sea went on for the entire week. So I know you're exhausted, but we had a blast, and the numbers were definitely bigger and better than last year. So what are the final tallies? What can you tell us?
We had 100 divers that took part in the Great Florida Bug Hunt contest. So that's always a good number.
Yeah,
we had about 300 people at the big one getaway and the mini season party, and then at the kickoff, you were there.
Yeah.
We had about 150 people, maybe 125 or so, for the mini season kickoff party and for the Dive Hard Music contest, Music Fest on Saturday. We had 600 people there. So it was great.
That's
turnout.
Excellent. That is excellent.
So people came out even though Greg was there.
I think they came out because Greg was there. He's a cool guy.
I don't follow.
Yeah, he adds to our event.
Yeah, that's your check's in the mail. Your check's in the mail, Steve. But, yeah, you know, the hotel there, the beach hotel we were hanging at.
Plunge Beach Hotel.
Yeah, Plunge was awesome, and that was a great location for the kickoff party. And the square is just so happening. You got all these neat little bars, Aruba's right there, you know. So not only is the event happening right there in the square with the live music from the Scuba Cowboy and the band you had Saturday night and everything, it's just a cool place to hang. And
a lot of us say it's a fun place to hang out. Even during the summer at night, it's not a bad place to kick back and relax.
Right. So you can go there anytime, especially during the summer. It's perfect for divers because literally you have some of the best beach diving, or really the only beach diving in Florida that's worth a crap. And just to back that up, they caught the largest lobster right off the beach.
That was a huge one.
As soon as I saw it on the paperwork, I called the diver because he said he'd caught a 5.6-pound lobster off the beach, and I call him, and I said, "You sure you didn't mean to check the boat category?" He says, no, we were in 12 feet of water off the Sea Watch restaurant, and they had caught a big one there a couple of years back, and they saw another one during mini season, and it was kind of amazing, 5.6 pounds in 12 feet of water.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, you know, we went a little further south, CJ and myself, on a private boat on Thursday. After we heard about this beach thing, we decided to work the first reef line, you know, right down there in Fort Lauderdale Beach. And we found a few, but we had to cruise forever. We were doing really shallow 20-foot dives, hearing this news that they were in shallow, and thinking that, you know, we're going to cruise along. I'm sure it's going to take a while, but we're going to come across this monster lobster. And, he hid from us.
They tend to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what the best number was for Bugfest this year?
The best what?
The best number.
The best number of lobsters that one person caught?
69.
No. The best number overall. Dive Hard raised $15,000. From the concert on Friday night.
That is excellent.
The divers.
That is excellent. And that was the band Weedline, right? They were playing.
It was Weedline, Fifth Circuit, and Patrick Arnold. They had three performers. Yeah. But overall, they got to raise $15,000, which was super.
Well, that's cool to have a good time and have it benefit a good cause like Dive Hard.
Yeah.
You know, that's just icing on the cake for sure.
Right.
You did a fine job, Steve.
Thank you, Greg.
You know, it takes a lot of work to put on an event like that, and you know, he, there's no way Steve is going to get enough credit. You never could get him enough credit.
I'll tell you what, I appreciate you stepping in as MC. You know, Billy and Mitch were late getting up from Miami, stuck in traffic.
Problem.
So we're glad you were there.
Well, it was fun hanging with those guys, too, and just hanging out. And, you know, nothing's more fun than giving away a bunch of free stuff to divers.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
makes people love it, yeah.
They think, hey, it's Santa, you know, or Scuba Santa.
I know.
But, yeah, you know, it's just what we do. But it's fun to share the love. I love that. And you feed off that energy. So I can't talk highly enough of Bugfest by the Sea. Now, if you are one of the unlucky slubs that blew this off this year, you need to start making plans next year to be in Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest by the Sea.
So yeah, I need to start playing
it's always
on there.
That last. It's always been during mini season, you
That's
know,
right.
The last Wednesday and Thursday of July.
Yeah, what do you think, Jerry? What are you saying?
Jerry? So I need to start planning now.
Exactly. You know, put this on your calendar. And, you know, mini season, you know, like you said, it's the last Wednesday and Thursday of July every year, so you know when it's going to be. It's going to be that week. You ought to just come down for the whole damn week and do what we did. We celebrated there in Lauderdale by the Sea for mini season. We went and checked out some of the other attractions there through the weekend, caught up with some friends. So you can stay there for just mini season, or you can just hang out for the whole week and check out some of the other local attractions, the food, the seafood, and get some lobster, eat it, which is, you know, that we had a lot of fun doing that. And I hope you got on some of that action too, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
No doubt.
Bugs,
yeah.
Bugfestbythesea.com. You can get all the info right there. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, Barry, our South Florida super fan, Casey from the Tobacco Hut on the west coast of Larry. Yeah, you think we need to do roll calls? Is that what you're saying, Barry? Why would we want to do that?
Roll
Why?
Calls. When you,
Why?
When you call out our names, we can say hello.
All right, go ahead.
Hello.
I don't know. You should say
bye-bye.
It'd be like the Mickey Mouse Club. Hey, Barry! You know, and,
here.
Yeah, no, is that how he does it?
That's
no,
amazing.
You're supposed to say your own name, is what I'm saying. Like I was saying, who's
you
here?
Already said my name.
Okay, whatever. This is going nowhere.
Maybe we work this out before the show.
No, that'd take too much work.
It's that, the reef donkey involve, is kicking in.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes,
reef donkey is kicking in.
Right. Well, the bottom line is, Jerry, you missed a great outing. And you really should have joined us there at Bugfest. So
he had to work. He said he had to work.
Well, yeah. But
well, I started kicking myself when we started his class and things wasn't going as smoothly as I wanted.
Well, what in what sense?
Crap! I should have been in the freaking Keys or South Florida or somewhere.
Well, why wasn't it going smooth? What do you mean?
Well, we had trouble doing skills.
Skills like what skills? What was the problem?
Well, skills.
Okay, you don't want to say what skills they were trying to
actually,
do. They were having
actually,
issues with?
it was the full face or full mask flood.
Full mask flood.
For some odd reason, we could get it partial, but we just could not get them to flood it.
Yeah. So was he your student having problems?
I'm
with
take it off altogether and then strap it back on. That'll do it.
Well, that's one way. But I've had that happen before.
I've had that.
Bill, the producer.
I've had them be able to do that.
Well, Bill, the producer, his son had to stop his lesson with me because he didn't. He went through all the book work. We got in the pool and we started doing the mask clear stuff. And he took his mask off and he flipped out and jumped up out of the water. I'm like, hey, what's wrong? He goes, I don't like the feeling of having water on my face.
Could be a problem.
And it was.
Could be a problem.
It was a problem. Maybe.
Slight problem with diving.
So I don't know. But we'll talk about some solutions to that issue maybe next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Cheap Trick was getting down on in Tampa just the other day. Mike from Mike and Mark, he invited me to that show, but I was too tired. I couldn't go. I don't have time for that. I have to dive.
That's the best you can do for an excuse.
Yeah, I would. It was Cheap Trick. It was
Foreigner.
Led Zeppelin experience. Yeah, in Foreigner.
Yeah,
would have been a good show.
Actually, the Ghost Girl went.
The Ghost Girl. Really, Valentina?
Yeah, Valentina.
Our psychic mermaid went to that show.
She was in Florida. She was that close, and she didn't come visit us.
What do you mean?
She lives in Tampa.
Yeah, she lives over there.
I'm getting an
impression. Oh, that's right. She moved. I forgot.
That's right. So
she moved to be closer to Greg.
Well, how do you know she was at the show? You saw some on Facebook or something?
On Facebook.
And
yeah.
What? And she was like saying, "Hey, I'm here on stage with Cheap Trick. Hey."
Well, she's hugged up to some guy saying that she's a Cheap Trick.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's not going to end well.
Greg, she mentally sent it to you telepathically.
Well, true. She probably did. But, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I was too, I needed more recovery time after our little adventure at the Gomez Hilton.
We got back Sunday. When was the show? Wednesday night?
We were at the Gomez Hilton. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that explained
it. Only took me
like
a day.
Yeah, but that rum punch was good.
Cheap
Trick.
Best for
Walt's Rum Punch. I think Walt's Rum Punch wins out over everybody.
If you do them in conjunction, they work perfectly.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But if you try to piggyback one against the other, not a good combo. You know what I'm saying? You need more recovery.
You could have recovered Wednesday and Tuesday, and the show was Monday and Tuesday. Never mind.
Yes,
I'm drunk.
Who's drunk?
Say, what day is it? Hello?
Yeah.
Here's CJ.
Who needs the drunken sailor when we have Mermaid Rum and CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio?
Tell you what, I'll just do his voice from now on. You don't really need him as a character anymore.
Who, Walt?
No, the drunken sailor.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you'll just, you will impersonate the
I could probably do that if I had
Get
to.
Get out.
You put a gun to my head. And said, "Do that." I could probably.
That would be a remarkable talent. That would be a remarkable talent.
Well, thank you.
It'd be like.
Stop it,
Mike Myers. Mike Myers hosting the Gong Show. Have you heard that? Heard about that?
No, but nice pull.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, they're saying that the guy who hosts the Gong Show is actually Mike Myers. Is that true?
What
the serial killer from Halloween?
No, he goes
the original Gong Show.
No, the one that's on TV right now. They got
nice reference. No one knows what you're talking about.
I'm telling you. If you see this new Gong Show, the character who hosts the show,
are you saying Conk Show?
No, Gong.
Gong.
We ought to do the Conk Show.
The Conk Show.
Yes,
I like it.
I do like that.
You're welcome.
It's not a bad idea.
If you don't like the act, you have to blow the conk.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
Blow the chauffeur.
Genius.
If only somebody in our crew had
Long
any
holiday.
Talent. You know that. A talent to...
there is that.
Yeah.
I can blow bubbles.
So, I don't know, but they're saying the host of the Gong Show is actually Mike Myers in disguise.
And it's not?
I don't know.
You can't tell?
I didn't think so at first, but then when they said that to me, I watched it last night, and I was like, that might be him.
Why would he do it in disguise?
I don't know.
A joke? For a goof?
You know, if you watch the host of the Gong Show right now, it looks like that character from Austin Powers... was modeled after this guy. Like, he's like 70 years old. Tommy something or other. I don't know. Bubble Boy, Google it.
Dr. Evil? Out. What are you talking about?
No. The Austin Powers. The character Austin Powers looks like this guy was modeled after him.
Oh, okay.
Who was also Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Well, true.
And Fat Bastard.
Yeah, Google it. Google it right now. You can see.
I don't like working this mouse pad.
Okay. You guys are too busy drinking your mermaid rum. Understood.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Greggy, do I have to get surprised ready to watch a barge sink?
Yes, I think you should. I mean, you used to do that anyway. I mean, they're going to do that on the 19th, which, by the way, here's the bonus. Not only are they sinking this new wreck off of Pompano Beach on August 19th, and it's going to be a dive bar themed barge on the top of it, it's Neil Watson's birthday. It is the dive god's birthday that day. So when I
send him a cake?
No, I'm going to take him out on the boat. We're going to go dive it together, hopefully, if things go as planned. I mean, that's what we're trying to align the planets and see if we can make this all work out. But when I found that out, I was like, hey, now I got to come down. Now I have two reasons, not just to come down and see a cool wreck be sunk for divers to enjoy for years to come, but it's the dive god's birthday, and he's right down there by there.
With the dive god.
Yeah. On his birthday. How much fun would that be? So
lot.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So, yeah, I would say you need to plan to have the surprise out there. Have you ever went out and watched one of those things, Barry?
No, I'd like to see them blow one up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've had a few. Some of them didn't go as well as others. So,
how many have you seen, Greg?
I've seen many online and on video and on TV.
I mean, in person.
I've never actually went to one of these sinkings.
Okay.
We've covered them
no
on the show.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Well, what are you saying?
You should do a live show from the sinking on the boat.
Well, that's what I've been asked to do. And whether we can work it out technically is the issue we're trying to...
As the boat's going down?
Fiddle.
Greg, is Gordon Lightfoot going to sing a song about it?
No. No, he's dead.
Oh.
And is he? I don't know.
Career-wise, I'm sure.
It's Gerald, though.
Okay,
the Ella Fitzgerald. What?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, these things sometimes work well, and sometimes they don't. Like the first one, this guy...
Just like life, like well, this show.
The guy who is doing the artwork for the dive bar on this barge, his first project was the Moais that were on the barge that went down in Pompano and ended up flipping and crushing all the sculptures and creating a big mess.
I remember that.
What are you laughing at? It was a tragedy.
All that money spent.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, top sorry. Says, you didn't think it was going to flip upside down when it was so top heavy with all that stuff on it?
I would say they would say no. They did not because it happened and it surprised them and made a lot of upset people.
Do they have engineers involved? Or
They're artists. I don't know. They obviously have learned from their mistakes.
So
they
did he do the artwork on this one for free because we already paid him?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the financial structure of this arrangement for him to create the dive bar theme. But the casino wreck that's already down, that went down fine. And now they have, you know, a casino-themed dive barge off of Pompano. This is going to be fairly close to it, the dive bar.
Are you going to watch this one online, too?
No. I've been asked to go down and participate in it. I was asked to participate in the other two, but I just couldn't work it out. I'm a busy guy.
You're too tired.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, I have to space these things out. It takes a lot out of
it. Some people have to work.
Have you tried energy drinks?
I'm working right now. What are you talking to me? I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm working my last nerve.
Hey! Don't make me cut your mic off. So,
I knew what?
Oh, hey there. That'll teach us. That'll teach us.
Son of a... Mother...
Does hey, quit it.
What was that, make, CJ?
Yeah, here? Just quit. I
said you
stop.
Mother...
Hey, stop it.
God.
Hey, hey, the delay. You got to give the delay some time here. Just stop your nonsense. This is making my job way too stressful. It's supposed to be easy, like
sorry.
Diving.
He has Tourette's.
Supposed to relax and breathe slow.
He may have another heart attack.
I never had a heart attack. Which
close to it.
Well, let me tell you, you know, the other little tidbit, since you brought it up, tomorrow will be my one-year anniversary of my little heart incident.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. How about that? I made it.
Whoa. Thank you.
Well, almost. I'm almost there.
Your one-year anniversary.
Yeah, I never had a heart attack, but I had a one-way bypass. That was surprising and derailed my diving for a few months. But now I'm back. You know, after, you know, we dove quite extensively down
cheers.
There for bug
yes.
bites.
To Greg.
Here's to clogging up
Greg.
A few more arteries. Pass over to French fries.
No, I'm cleaning out the pipes.
Ah, that's what it is.
Wait. Right here to you, Greg.
Yeah, well, thank you. Oh, there. Oh, that was nice. Yes. Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, is empty.
I have a purpose.
Yeah, but I hear the mason jar turning off there. That's good. It's dead.
What did I just have in your kitchen?
Oatmeal cookie.
Yeah.
You did have some of that?
Moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
That is smooth.
From the mountains of Tennessee.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I might have another one.
I bought that off.
Mine.
No, you can. I bought that off of Dolly when I was there for at Dollywood.
Can you get that online? I might have to buy some of that for my house.
I think it's illegal. I don't think it's a legal concoction.
I think CJ needs to come up and get his own.
You can use it to power your boat as fuel, but that's about it. That's all you can do. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute, what was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby, I'm going down. I'm going down. 'Cause you ain't around. Baby, my whole world's upside down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey guys, check this out. I got this post from a new wetsuit design company for women. And check out this look. It's like wetsuit material, and it looks like mini skirts. I've never seen anything like that. That would be kind of unique.
I like it.
I think the guys will like it. I don't know if the ladies will like it.
Why not?
But they kind of look like, doesn't it look like a old-style go-go?
It's adorable.
Okay.
It's very cute.
He likes the
Greg
name.
Should try it first.
Well, no, it's for
no.
Ladies.
Horrible idea. Stop it.
Yes.
Saint Shocks.
I mean, Jerry, have you ever seen mini skirt wetsuits for women?
I have not.
I have
Saint
not.
Jacques.
I kinda like the look. For I mean, it's her. Kind of retro classic kind of thing, and But, you know, we're a bunch of, you know, pigs. So
no,
we're
normal heterosexual males.
Okay, but I don't know.
Don't apologize for who you are, Greg.
What
be
is it
strong.
Called?
Be
Bubble
proud.
Boy, it's, what is it, Saint?
Saint Jacques wetsuit.
I just
Saint?
Said it. Thanks
and
for listening.
She's wearing Jean, the skirt suit.
The skirt suit. So a skirt wetsuit. So yeah. It'd be very fashionable.
Cool. Reminds me of like a Nancy Sinatra thing. Yeah.
It does. That's what
they
I'm saying.
They may be at Dema.
They may be. You know? Yeah. Saint Jacques. I mean, I assume Jacques is a guy, but I have no idea.
First feminine neoprene wetsuit that will soon become a must-have piece to ride a wave, snorkel, or simply walk down the beach in style.
There you go. So a wetsuit designed by a man to be worn by a woman.
What is she doing there? What is that in her hand?
We don't want to talk about
it. You make that out?
No, leave it alone.
Oh, that's an oar.
Yeah.
She's on a paddleboard. Okay.
Okay. So, whatever. So, we'll look into that. Or maybe, like you said, we'll see him at Dema. Hey, I did want to kind of revisit a thought we had while we're at Bugfest last week for
Please
Shark
don't.
Week. How to make Shark Week better or how to expand. You know, it's one thing to hammer them on their efforts. Like that race with the great white Michael Phelps in the pool, it was just ridiculous. But you know, I'd be amiss if we didn't at least offer our own suggestions,
Greg,
on how to make it better.
I thought we shot this down in the pre-production meeting.
No, we're going to bring this up in here. I want to share it with everyone because if we don't do it, someone else should. Because we were brainstorming at the Gomez Hilton and we were thinking that maybe, you know, instead of racing a great white, we could have one of our crew race a marine critter or a creature and do it in a more responsible or scientific way that would actually mean something to divers and not give the sharks any potential black eye.
Greg, which one of us has the longest torso and the shortest legs?
Ah, Bubble Boy, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He was built for this kind of thing. Which, so we were thinking,
you do have an oddly long torso.
Yeah.
Which, according to that Michael Phelps thing, makes you a good swimmer.
Well, true. And if we put him in one of those wetsuits with a skirt.
Mini skirt.
Thank you.
A mini skirt for mini season.
Right. And we'd have him race a lobster.
It's marketing genius.
Because people have asked us, you know, we hear Bubble Boy, you know, every week on Scuba Radio. And does he have any talent? And we came up with the idea that he does.
Thank God.
Out of all of our crew.
Finally, something for me.
Out of all of our crew, Bubble Boy is the fastest swimmer backwards.
Backwards.
He's our test bait.
Yeah. No, he's our fastest swimmer.
How dare you? Backwards.
He can swim backwards.
As long as he's faster than his buddy. That's
well, how dare
that's
you.
He can swim faster than any of our fellow crew members backwards. Now, forwards.
That hurt his feelings.
No, that's a skill. I mean, forwards, I can beat everybody. I'm fastest swimmer.
Not true.
Oh, it's true.
He is a Mandarin bonefish.
But backwards, Bubble Boy does have some weird skill that he can swim fast. So we figured, hey, why not pair him up against a Florida spiny lobster and have them race? And we'd set something in Walt DeMartini's pool, like a lobster hotel, you know, a car hood or something. Lobsters like to live under, and set the lobster on the side of the pool. Set the hood on the in the deep end on the other side of the pool, and let the lobster go and let Bug Boy race it and see who can scooch up under the hood of the car fastest underwater.
Well, what's my motivation, Greg?
Your motivation is to prove you actually have a talent.
Oh, well, I guess.
Yeah, that you could be faster than the lobster, both in speed and in, well, just presentation.
Athletic prowess.
Yes.
Put a picture of rump punch at the end.
Chicks dig it.
Motivation's rump punch and lobster dinner.
Hey, yeah. When you tell them, like, hey, what do? Hey, I race lobsters and I beat them. That's, yeah, you know, you might as well, they might as well drop their clothes right there, right there in front of you, Bug Boy.
Nothing like beating a lobster.
I'm just telling you. Now, so this was our idea that we came up with at the Gomez Hilton. And then we sobered up and said, nah.
This is why we decided to drop this bit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, it was a thought. Pretty bad one.
This is what happens when you have to kill time.
It's all going backwards.
See that, sweetie? I beat that lobster. Do you think you can beat me?
They're not going to want to eat them. I'll tell you that much. You can't beat them, eat them. I don't know.
You get slippery with butter.
God help. Thank God this is over.
You can't beat them, could join them.
Got slightly awkward there at the end, didn't it?
Way off track.
Okay. Well, that's what Mermaid Rum does.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
All right. We'll end it at that. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.